In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So is the reward presented in our Lord's parable today. The master entrusts his servants with talents, each according to their strength. Five to one, two to another, one to yet a third. And they each go forward. Two of them increase their master's gifts. One of them does not. And to the two who increase their master's gifts, the master comes back and says, enter into the joy of your Lord. And when you think of joy, what comes to mind? Happiness, elation, euphoria, contentment, all might be rough synonyms. Maybe all together might approach joy. But joy is so deep. Joy is within. Joy permeates the joyful. Joy is a way of life. Joy is of the Holy Spirit, and therefore is greater than all of these put together. And while happiness often depends on outer circumstances, on what happens, did you ever notice that happy and happen have the same root? Because happiness depends on what happens. Joy is a state of being. Joy is impervious. Isn't that a great word? Impervious. Joy is impervious to outside circumstances. It is possible to have joy even when life seems upside down. How many people would trade their left arm to find impervious joy? Well, I'll tell you where you can't find it. I'll tell you where you can't find joy. You can't find it in money. Jay Gould, a 20th century American billionaire, on his deathbed was interviewed. His comment, he said, "I suppose I am the most miserable man on the face of the earth." You can't find joy in power and glory. After Alexander the Great had conquered the known world, it is said that he wept in his tent for days, saying, "I find no joy in any of it." You're not going to find joy in intellectual arguments and worldly philosophy. Voltaire, the French philosopher and atheist, who wrote thousands of treatises against religion, said in his old age, "I wish I had never been born." All these fellas couldn't even find earthly joy. Now, in the gospel, Jesus is talking about taking joy to another level altogether. It's the gospel says, enter into the joy of your Lord, not just earthly joy, but the joy of God himself. It's one thing to have joy inside you. It's quite another for you to enter into joy, to have joy in and around and through and surrounding you, to be immersed in it like you're plunging into an ocean of it. A joy that is inescapable and impervious, and a joy that is of the Lord, a joy that is eternal, a joy that is overwhelming, a joy that is infinite, a joy that is divine, a joy that is beyond human understanding, like mind-blown kind of joy, a joy that when a moody day drives you to try to escape joy, the Lord's joy chases you down and pulls you back. That's what Jesus is talking about when he says, enter into the joy of your Lord. I don't know about you, but I'd like a slice of that. I want in. I would trade my left eye for that kind of joy. Now, how do you get into the joy of the Lord? Well, according to the Savior, you share and you multiply the gifts and talents that have given to you. Each one of you have been given gifts of the Holy Spirit, given gifts of God himself. To one person, five, another two, another one, each according to your strength. Some are apostles, some evangelists, some prophets, some pastors, some teachers. Some are artists, some are builders, some are caregivers, some are service workers. You know, all of us can forgive, all of us can comfort, all of us can include, all of us can defend. And by all means, it is your human destiny to love sacrificially. When you share your gifts, they multiply in others. I mean, think about it. If you're with somebody that's patient, you get more patient yourself. If you're with someone that's kind, kindness kind of permeates the whole room. If you're with someone that radiates goodness, that goodness spreads. And the same thing happens when you are one of those. When you are kind and patient and good, that gift multiplies in others. And that's what the parable is talking about when it says the guy with five made five more. His kindness and his goodness and his gentleness, it spread. And you will find, as you become more conscious and more awake, as you share these gifts, you actually enter into the impervious joy of your Lord. The interesting thing is that joy is not a reward that God gives you for sharing your gifts and talents in the sense of, if you do X, Y, and Z, then I'm going to give you joy, like it's like your wages. And sharing gifts is certainly not entitled you to the joy of the Lord. I would argue that sharing gifts and talents that God gives you causes you to enter into the joy of your Lord. We have been created and we have been hardwired in such a way that when we share and when we forgive and when we comfort and when we serve and when we include and when we defend and when we love sacrificially, we do enter a place of impervious joy by the nature God created us to have. God created us that way. He created us for joy, and that's the way we find it. Now, this week in the church, we're celebrating our fall festival of the Holy Cross. All across the world, Orthodox churches are celebrating the Holy Cross. If there's one thing the cross teaches us, it's that all of the joy of the Christian faith, all the joy of the resurrection came through the cross. It came through the cross. There's a hymn we sing at Pascha a few other times throughout the year, Having Beheld the Resurrection. It's a slow, moderate hymn. It's one of my favorites. And it's a reflection, this hymn, on the power of the resurrection of Christ and what happens to us having beheld it. There is a line in the hymn that says, behold. It says, look. It says, see. Behold, through the cross, joy has come into all the world. Through the cross, joy has come. What is that cross? The cross is the ultimate act of sacrificial love. The cross is the ultimate act of service. The cross is the defense of the broken. The cross is the inclusion of the outcast. The cross is the forgiveness of the guilty. Now, this is what Christ does on the cross. He forgives, he comforts, he includes, he defends, and ultimately sacrifices himself for the life of the world. No wonder it is through the cross that joy has come into all the world. And therefore, only by participating in and by sharing in that same service, that same sacrificial love, then we can enter into the impervious joy of our Lord. Amen.